Thank you and good morning. Voters in the city of Arcata voted overwhelmingly in 2012 to impose a high energy users tax on electricity users who used in excess of 600% of a baseline for a normal residence. The measure was twofold: to address the city's wish to cut back on its greenhouse gas production, as well as to target homes that were being used for indoor marijuana grows, and so far, it's been working. The city issued a release on Tuesday stating that overall monthly electricity use has fallen by 1.3 million kilowatt hours and that there are currently only 76 meters on the grid that are recording electrical use in excess of the baseline. In 2012, there were more than 630. The tax has generated revenue for the city, although according to Mayor Michael Winkler, not as much as anticipated. But from this point forward, the city can expect to generate about $25,000 per month through the excessive use tax. The city has also paid off the initial investment in equipment and technology, and Winkler said the measure has drastically reduced the number of grow houses in Arcata. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest announced on Wednesday that all 20 lightning-caused fires burning in the forest have been contained. It was a quick response from smoke jumpers, air assets, and hand crews that kept the fires from spreading. And for the first time since 2002, there were active fires burning in all four ranger districts, stretching from the Oregon border to Mad River. In an effort to mitigate the impacts of future fires, a major project to protect residents and communities in and around Gaskee will move forward. The Gordon Hill Project will involve about 2,700 acres of forest land and will include forest thinning, grassland restoration, fuel reduction efforts such as the removal of dead trees and slash, and continuing work on fire breaks in and around Gaskee and Big Flat. The Eureka Police Department is dealing with a rash of stolen vehicles in the neighborhoods between Wabash and Henderson Streets and Union Street and Broadway. Over the past 30 days, 32 vehicles have been stolen. While 24 have been recovered, the others are still missing. Eureka Police report that most of the vehicles have been recovered with little to no damage and without any indication of forced entry. That means a shaved key may be used by the thieves, particularly for Nissan pickup truck models from 1985 through 93. Seven of the stolen vehicles have been Nissan pickups, and residents are encouraged to report any suspicious activity in their neighborhoods and to make sure their vehicles are secure. Driving under the influence is being considered as a contributing cause to a single-vehicle collision on Myrtle Avenue on Tuesday night that sent the driver to the hospital with major injuries. 21-year-old Eureka resident James Eli was headed southbound on Myrtle Avenue at an estimated 60 miles per hour when he lost control of his Honda Civic near Russell Lane. The car swerved across the roadway and collided with the rear end of a parked tractor trailer. Eli was trapped in the car and had to be extricated by firefighters. He had suffered major injuries to his legs and an injury to his head. Eli was the only occupant of the car, and the crash remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State Democratic leaders announced on Wednesday that they have reached an accord with Governor Jerry Brown on the state budget, a budget that includes increased funding for education from preschool through college, expanded Medi-Cal for low-income families and immigrants, and a first-ever earned income tax credit for the state's poorest working families. Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins said the focus on education funding was key, as was lowering tuition at CSU and UC campuses for students from middle and lower-income families.
We make meaningful improvements to childcare and preschool. We increase funding for CSU, expand the number of competitive Cal grants by almost 15%, and we lower tuition at CSU and UC for middle-income families by 20%. We expand Medi-Cal services to low-income children regardless of immigration status.
Some of the measures highlighted by Democratic leaders were a rainy day fund of $3.5 billion, a measure to pay down the state debt and clearing the books of bonds issued in 2002 and 2004, and as Atkins points out, more funding for roads and infrastructure.
Our roads and our infrastructure are falling further and further into disrepair, and that costs Californians time stuck in traffic and money for extra wear and tear and repairs. It's time to end the political sig alert and get moving on the statewide problem.
Lawmakers got the bill finished and onto the governor's desk before a recently enacted state law would have withheld paychecks until the budget was completed. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.